Making fun of me?
Yes, that's exactly what we're doing. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show, broadcasting.
Why are you making fun of me?
Well, I mean, because it was something I heard you said last week. Broadcasting live from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World, RV sales, service parts, and accessories. All right, so we got a lot to talk about here. 215-592-9494. Should the Phillies be desperate this week to land a star? I say yes, and I would include Alec Boehm in a deal to get Eugenio Suarez, which include Boehm. I think the Boehm, adding him to the deal to get a player like that, it was 36 home runs.
It's actually sweeten that thing,
and it might be the most seamless way to make the defense work, because then everything stays the same. You just swap and Boehm out.
Yeah, plug and play.
For Eugenio Suarez. All right, we'll keep your phone calls going on that in the Phillies. Jordan Davis, Dallas Goedert set to join us after camp today. Elliott as well. According to Elliott, Jalen Hurts has thrown an interception today, his first to camp. We know last year he set the record. Yep. The alarms are going off here at NovaCare. Elliott later in the show. But, Hugh, I got to get to something that happened when I wasn't here late last week.
So, what?
Well, I, along with many others, probably just thousands and thousands of people, got that email from the Eagles late last week with a survey.
Yes.
About the future.
The dome.
I'm okay with that. That's what it became, right? Yeah. It became, as I clicked into the survey, pretty clearly they are...
They're workshopping.
Yeah, they were angling and workshopping the future
of
their stadium.
See what the people feel like. What they feeling.
Including they had a part of the survey where you had five choices. You had to rank them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of what the next stadium could look like.
Mm-hmm.
And... You know, it didn't take a rocket scientist to realize they were gauging.
Well, how much people want a dome?
Would you be okay with a full roof, full dome, or more of a retractable roof? Okay. So my first thought was, I'm not surprised, but I am so disappointed, and I hate this idea because I just feel like football is getting sanitized. Sooner than later, every single stadium will have a roof. Every one. And the only ones that won't are going to be the ones in warm weather, like in Florida or whatever. But they're all going to have a roof. So we're going to have no elements in football very soon. I'd say within 20 years, elements in football will be gone. They will all be perfect settings every game. And I hate it because I think it adds to the pageantry of football. And I would think a football guy would agree with me. But am I wrong in my assessment that when I wasn't here last week, you were pro-dome?
Yes, I was. Because I'm progressive.
No.
Joe.
Don't hide behind that word.
No.
You're not progressive.
I am progressive.
You are soft.
I'm progressive.
Okay.
And I look at it like everybody else is looking at it. The revenue. Like, what has happened?
Revenue?
I don't care.
May I be allowed to speak?
No. Absolutely okay. Not.
I'm going to remember that the next time when I don't say anything and you come up and talk about, you're doing radio show, you need to speak.
Oh, Joe, you missed it. We had maybe the most pregnant pause of all day.
How long we talking?
Oh, hold on. I have it right here.
Right, that's how you get punched in the face.
Devin has had some real funny moments this week. Joe.
What's your ruling?
that was dead air.
Joe, because... You need this is what you need to do, Kyle, because I feel like you and Joe be having side conversations and don't tell the whole story.
Well,
there was a lot going on. So in that moment, Joe the camera basically invoked Clubber Lang and said that's how he was going to handle Jack's wife. He said, should I do the Clubber Lang thing and hit his wife with Hey Woman?
No, he should not do that.
Yeah, and Devin said, that's how you get punched in the face.
She's right.
And I had the pregnant pause because I had some other stuff to say, but I decided not to say it. So that's where the pregnant pause came from.
Also, Clubber Lang's a fictional character. Yeah. We don't treat our coworkers' wives like that.
Yeah. It was a lot. It was a lot. But back to this dome thing. The reason why I say what I say is because we had a Super Bowl in Giant Stadium a few years ago, correct?
MetLife was like 2013, 14.
Yeah, something like that. And that's what the NFL is moving towards. They're trying to maximize the venues for Super Bowl hosting the Super Bowl. Because think about it, Joe. We the same few cities are allowed to get the money.
Yeah, I know.
You know, the Miamis,
New Orleans,
Arizona. The Arizonas and stuff like that. So the owners and the cities with Super Bowl teams, they want to get in on this.
I get it.
And that's what it's about. Look at the Cleveland Browns. When they had the idea for their stadium in the suburbs, I know it got shot down. The last time I checked, the idea was being shot down.
But it was a retractable roof.
It was a retractable because they are trying to revitalize Ohio in a sense and they want people to start. Because, man, when the Super Bowl comes to town, it's money to be made, and I feel like the Eagles want to be a part of that. So, and plus, the city of Philadelphia should want the culture of the city to be on display.
Oh, stop it. Now, so cut to the chase, Douglas. You don't like being cold in the pregame show.
Let's be real here. So I get
– there's that.
Oh, now we're getting to it, okay? So I get all the reasons the city of Philadelphia, if they're going to spend $5 billion on a stadium along with the Eagles, I get why they want a roof, and I get how it will impact the city, and that's great. And we'll get a Final Four, and we'll get Super Bowls.
All of that.
Wonderful. How do I benefit from that as a fan?
Because you benefit from the people seeing the culture of Philadelphia.
Oh, my God.
We get a chance,
Stop
Philadelphia.
This is, we're talking about football.
Your football card is no longer a football guy. It's over.
Because I'm about to cook.
It's over.
Because Philadelphia, they need to see the city. You ain't going to play the music, huh?
No.
You ain't going to play the music?
No, I don't support this.
This is insanity.
That's all right. I'll go a cappella. Because the people need to see the beauty that is Philadelphia. And we need to have a dome stadium here because it's cold outside. Thank you. I appreciate that. I didn't cook already. I mean,
this is the worst platform anyone's ever run on.
I mean, it could be. I mean, no, I disagree, but hey, teach us all.
215-592-9494. Be honest.
Yes.
Honest. How much of this is because you're cold doing the pregame show?
No, it is cold. I got a coat, though. Shout out to Jack Daniels.
They gave
me a coat.
Yeah.
got a coat.
But the last 2 years, we've had some cold games, right? And we went all the way through late January last year with a home NFC title game.
I will say this.
Just be honest.
I will say this. I enjoy the company. And working with you, Joe, for all these years, it goes fast. So that's not the main reason
but
why.
But it's cold.
Well, it is cold. But that's not the main reason why. But wouldn't you like to see the city of Philadelphia at its absolute best inside enclosed area?
No, I'd like to see real football played outside in the
– inside an enclosed area?
We all realize if they have a retractable roof – I don't think they'll build a full dome. They'll have a retractable roof.
Yeah.
If they have a retractable roof, we'll never have a bad weather game again for the rest of our lives.
And you know
it's
what?
Over. Like, think about the snow. Think about the playoff game last
Shady
year.
The Shady McCoy game.
The Shady McCoy game.
The Saquon Barkley run.
And the Saquon Barkley run.
How, I get it.
How majestic it looked in the snow.
It really looked majestic.
How the game was changing quarter to quarter because you didn't know when that snowstorm was coming in, how it came in crazy, and then it was clear at one point. That never happens again. I can't emphasize it enough. It will never happen again. They'll never keep the roof open in a snow game. Like, why would they? They have a roof. So we would lose that all to get a Super Bowl. Like, the Super Bowl is cool.
Super Bowl is really cool.
But let's think about this. How many of us and our listeners would ever actually attend the Super Bowl in Philadelphia? Some. I'm not saying no one.
We would.
Nah, I mean, it's an expensive ticket. Like, the average fan out there, if the Buccaneers are playing the Chiefs, who's going?
But we'll go to the festivities in the city.
That's wonderful.
And our city will be on display in all full regalia.
Anyway. No, this is nuts. 215-592-9494. I recognize what's happening here. That survey didn't go out for no reason, right? Like you said.
They're gauging it.
Yeah, they're gauging it. And they're probably going to do what they want to do because that's how this typically works. But I don't like it. I don't like the idea of a dome. And I don't know how we could call Hugh Douglas a football guy ever again, Kyle. Like
what? What?
This might be worse than the defense thing, because at least I understood where you were going with that, with, like, money's on the offensive side. Like, you're trying to sell the city of Philadelphia on a dome. Kyle, that's bad. Like, it's even worse hearing him say it rather than knowing he said it.
I know. We're starting a campaign. Say no to dome. I'm very surprised.
Yeah, I'm Douglas. No to dome. I mean,
no
this
more
is
football
easy.
Guy yeah. status anymore. The card is completely revoked. you can say whatever you want about the city of Philadelphia and the people of Philadelphia. It's all about selfish reasons. You're just cold. You don't like being cold.
I'm not selfish.
So I think I also unpacked another thing that maybe is under the radar here.
Who's that?
Well, I mean, I can do the math just like you could do the math. Mm-hmm. And I think Hugh's starting to realize that by the time they break ground on this new stadium, Hugh's probably pushing 60, if not in his
60s. That is very true.
So I think he's really worried about senior Hugh out in the cold.
Is Hugh even going to be there for this?
Hey, I'll probably be in the upper room looking down on y'all.
Why ruin it for the rest of us?
I'm talking about y'all doing this show. What y'all doing without me? No, that's not it. Because if they're breaking, they'll be in the next couple of years. So yeah, that might.
No, well, I think their lease goes to 2032 with the link. So okay. That so
this, we got a couple. Yeah, we got a little
yeah,
time.
Yeah, so that's around the time I expect this thing to be a dome here. 215-592-9494 for the Phillies. Be desperate to go get a.
Oh
a
yeah,
big
you
star.
Know it's coming.
And the dome. Are you saying? Are you no to dome? I mean, like I am totally no to dome.
No to dome.
No, no. I can't. I hate it. It just it doesn't. Like you brought up the Cleveland thing, Hugh, and now Philadelphia. It's one thing. When there is, like, all right, Minnesota has had a dome my whole life, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm used to that now. I'm sure the fans there are used to it. So they built a new stadium, right? They went from the Metrodome, and then they built the beautiful, whatever it's called, U.S. Bank Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
That's a dome team. They're a dome city. Indianapolis, my whole life, they've been a dome team. They built a new dome. But, like, when teams like the Browns and the Eagles start talking about domes, I mean, at some point soon, what's going to be the only cold weather places left? Like Lambeau? Feels like we're just losing
that'll
a part
probably,
of football.
You know what? That'll probably be the only stadium left that's not dome, and they'll never – Lambeau's probably never going to see a Super Bowl played – I mean, played there.
Right. Well, I don't
ever.
Even know if they have the infrastructure
No, they
the
don't.
City.
Not it's, in the city. It's not –
It's a little
not.
Town, yeah.
So when you talk about a city like Philadelphia that has a lot of culture, you know, when they had it in New York, it probably was one of the worst Super Bowls ever because it was outside.
The ironic part was – it
and
wasn't
the weather,
bad.
But the weather – I think fine. The weather was cool.
Yeah, I think it was like 60, 55.
Yeah, but they put it.
The
put
game was bad. That was bad.
Yeah, they put a Super Bowl there. And we all know how much of a chore it is to get to New York from the surrounding areas. It's a chore. So to be able to go to the game in New Jersey but enjoy stuff in New York, that probably was a grind for a lot of people. Philly has the infrastructure, and it's an easy trip. For everybody.
City planner Douglas
I'm just,
over here.
I'm just saying, man. I mean, I'm just keeping it a bait.
Are you going to run for mayor next? I mean, what are
I mean,
we doing?
You know what? It might be in my future.
Either way, think about what this really ends up being. A Super Bowl maybe one time in like in a 10-year span in the 2030s. Like, I don't give a crap about that. Why would I care about that?
Where's the next Super Bowl at? Where's the next one at?
Arizona, Santa Clara, California. And then L.A. after that.
Yeah, no, so... We already had, what, two in L.A. in the last 10 years?
As more teams build domes, there's more potential sites. You know how they move the draft around?
Because
now everyone wants it? So, all right, so Houston gets Super Bowls. New Orleans gets Super Bowls. Miami gets Super Bowls. Tampa gets Super Bowls. Arizona, Santa Clara, L.A., Indianapolis, Minnesota. I mean, you start putting up more domes. Like, if Cleveland builds a dome, they're going to get a Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, because that area, from the renders that I saw, that would have been a nice – area to hold a Super Bowl.
We build a dome, we'll get a Super Bowl. But Kyle's right. Like, we're not only going to get it once every 12 to 15 years because everyone's going to have a dome anyway, or there's going to be the regular warm weather city. So, I think
you don't see the infatuation. You don't see the
And I don't know how many people are actually going to spend. I don't even know what it costs. $10,000 to go to a Super Bowl between. Now, yeah, it'd be cool if the Eagles were in it, but that it has to be a special case,
yeah,
right?
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money to go see two teams you don't care about. It'd be cool for the city, but I think we'd lose more than we would gain. Final Four, awesome. I would try to attend that if we got it. I think that's fun. And great events. Cool, awesome. But I'm thinking more of a December game against the Cowboys in the snow or like last year's playoff game. It's going to go down as one of the great Eagles memories of all time. Saquon in the snow. It's majestic. It will never happen again. I hate it. I took the survey. As soon as I saw it, I was like, this has happened and I hate it. 215-592-9494. Are you pro-dome, anti-dome? And where do you come down to the Phillies? Should they be desperate this week to land a star? I think they should be. And the way they've played lately, which is well, actually makes me more desperate. Let's go finish this thing and win a World Series. Eagles practice going on right now. After practice, we'll be joined by Jordan Davis. We'll be joined by Dallas Goedert, Elliott Shore Parks. And this segment, Hugh, brought to you by?
It's brought to you by the Mattress Warehouse with exclusive BedMax technology to find your perfect mattress.
All right, let's go to Manny in Overbrook. Hey, Manny.
Hey, how you doing?
Good,
hey,
Manny. What's up?
Me and Kyle were going at it. Hey, by the way, Hugh.
Yes.
I'm your avatar, by the way. I'm the one that won that thing when I said I posed as you.
Oh, is that right?
I remember this, yeah.
Yeah, so remember, he was the one that
he told women that he was Hugh Douglas.
And he dated women. He asked, like, if someone ever says you dated this person, it was actually him. Remember that two years ago? Yeah.
Yes.
Manny, that was awesome.
He said the avatar is funny.
How you doing, brother, you?
I'm good, man. How you doing? You good?
Yes, sir.
I'm curious. How is your dating life going?
So, my dating life, well, I'm married now.
Okay, see, he's doing way better.
He parlayed being Hugh Douglas into being married.
Yeah, but you, when I was posing as you, I was doing pretty good, you. I was doing real good.
I think you did better than he did.
I'm down bad.
Yes, I think I did.
And who's got nothing right now?
I'm down bad.
Hey, me and Kyle were going at it. So,
doesn't sound like
if they do a retractable dome, I can see the Eagles opening up the dome during weather games because the fans will want it, the players will want it, the city will want it. Now, if you have this a regular dome, then no. But if you do retractable, they will open it up for a snow game.
So, Danny, I see why you think that. I can't think of a team that has a retractable dome and has not closed the roof in really bad weather. Like, you know, if there's a drizzle and it's open, they're not going to close it. But, like, forecasted bad weather, which was that Rams game. Like, we knew the forecast a few days out, 6 to 8 inches, whatever it was. Like, that was going to be a big snowstorm. I can't think of a game with a team that has the potential to close their roof that has ever left it open when it's bad weather. Like, maybe you're right that the Eagles would. It would be a departure from how most of these teams operate when bad weather's there.
Right, but most teams aren't in Philly.
Well, that's true.
Fill up your fans, fill their fan base, they would go. WIP would, like, have a poll. Would you want it open or want it closed?
Well, that actually would be, Manny, that would be fun. And you know I'd be banging the drum all week, keep it open. And that's it's a fair point. And, Manny, good phone call. Kyle, I don't buy they would actually keep it open. I mean, especially, think about, I know last year's team was different. The Eagles usually spend a lot of money on quarterback and on receivers. They want to throw the football. Like, I don't think that's going to change as years go on.
Yeah,
right?
Well,
you can't. It's hard to do that in the snow.
And doesn't it seem like a waste of money to build the retractable roof if you're not going to use it for bad weather? I mean, and like you said, there's no team in history that's ever said, "Well, it's about the snow. Let's keep the roof open." Like, you build it for a reason, and that's the reason is to close it when there's inclement weather.
I also think, and this is beyond just the Eagles. It's about football. I just think we're sanitizing football. If all the teams are either in warm weather or have domes, doesn't every game look the same? When you watch it on TV, they all look the same. It's perfect conditions. There's never any weather that's a big part of it. That's part of why I think football is so much fun in December and January, because you have to have a team that could win in all sorts of weather. Like, early in the season, typically nice. You get later in the season, maybe a little more rainy and chillier. Then you get to December, January, and depending on who you are, where you are, you have to go win in elements. Like, think about that remember that Dolphins-Chiefs playoff game 2 years ago when it was, like, minus 10 in Kansas City?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If Kansas City had a dome.
And then if it was warmer, yeah.
If Kansas City had a dome, they would have closed the roof. It would have gave the Dolphins, obviously, a way better chance. They're a warm-weather team.
Yeah, they got froze out.
Yeah, I remember watching Tua on the sideline look like he wanted to be anywhere else. Tyree, like, they all did. And that never happens ever again. The more we do this, I think we're losing something as football fans. Let's go to Larry, who's up next on WIP. What's up, Larry?
Hey, where would we be if we weren't known for throwing snowballs at Santa Claus?
Hey,
would
Larry,
that.
Think about
that.
Hugh Douglas ignoring
city.
That.
So,
yeah, right, no problem.
Well, good job,
see, this
Larry.
Is your fault, teaching people the pregnant pause. Go ahead, Larry, go ahead.
Larry, what you got?
Santa Claus. We'd lose that whole aspect.
Well, obviously it didn't hit you, Hugh. That's what he was bringing. Larry,
well,
we
he
appreciate
said
it.
Twice.
Yeah, well, I think we incorrectly thought he had more to
that was
say.
That was an electric phone call there by Larry.
Well, the bar is set high after Art last week. By the way, did you guys play Art for TK?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yes, we did.
Did he appreciate Art?
Well, it made him very angry.
Well, that's what I expected. Yes.
Oh, get the hell out of here.
I love him. I just love him. So, do you think Art's pro-dome or anti-dome?
I would say pro-dome.
No.
Art seems like an anti-dome guy.
Art seems like he wants every game in the snow.
I mean, I doubt that. I highly doubt
that. Who's pro-dome besides you?
It was a couple people called last week that were pro-dome.
Yeah, honestly, far too many people are pro-dome.
There's a lot of people out there.
Yeah. I think a couple of the shows put up polls, including ours. It was like 65-35.
Yeah, that's
anti, but meaning
35
pro.
But like that's way too much.
That is
way
remarkable.
Too much.
That's
man, could you imagine
gross.
Us having our? We could have all kind of antics inside the building.
What does that mean?
We could do what they call it the. When the dude is in the dunk tank, we could do the dunk tank inside the stadium.
Huh? Are you going to do the dunk tank?
Nah.
Well. So you're part of your reasoning for a pro dome is a dunk tank.
And TV screens and
TV screens.
warm.
Yes, it goes back to that. It goes back to that. And you're just getting softer and
warm.
So are we officially done with Hugh Douglas as a football guy? Is that over?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I mean, man, listen.
The football guy card's revoked. It should have been probably a long time ago. This is the cherry on top.
I just want to be warm.
Then wear a coat. Put some layers on.
Sidebar.
Yep.
I just saw our guy, Dave, you ran walk past.
Yep.
Needs a tan.
Yeah, I mean, as another guy who needs a tan, I
Dave Uram needs a tan.
I can empathize with that, yeah. Is he wearing long sleeves today? Dave always wears long sleeves.
No, he wears long sleeves with shorts, though.
I don't know how he does Dave it. Uram. I mean, I typically, like, you know, layer and run cold. It's 95 with humidity today. What are you doing with long sleeves on?
Yeah, he wilding.
It's a too much, yeah.
He wilding.
He sounds
to me. Oh, no, he got on short sleeves. My fault.
Oh, good. All right.
But is it like, I couldn't tell because it's a white shirt and his arms are, like, super white.
Are you just now, you people watching?
Yeah. Well, he just walked past.
I know. I see. I saw him. Yeah. Do we think he's pro-dome or anti-dome?
I would say he's pro-dome.
No, I disagree. Dave Uram's
I would say he's a dome guy.
Well, I'll ask him when I see him. But yeah. I'd be disappointed. I'm disappointed in anyone that wants a dome in Philadelphia. It's just not.
The dome is where it's at, man.
Why?
Because it's better for the environment.
Says who?
Felt like saying that. It felt like it was.
So
poignant.
We are making things up now.
It felt poignant for the conversation.
It's
better for the environment.
I looked at you like, wait, does he have something here I don't know about? No, he just wanted to say it. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get back to the phone lines on all this. Pro dome or anti dome in Philadelphia. I saw the email last week that was sent out to season ticket holders, or just any, I'm not a season ticket holder, but I've bought tickets before, so I'm on the list. And I got it, I filled it out, and I was annoyed. Because I see where this is going, just like we all do, that they want to do this. And I don't want one in Philadelphia. Do you want a dome, pro-dome or anti-dome? Even retractable roof is not enough for me, because we'll just never get those kind of element games again.
No, I feel you with the element games.
We never will. I
do feel you with that.
I just feel like it's a part of football that we should embrace being where we're from. Like, that's part of, I don't know, if that game, let me just quickly throw this out there. If the Eagles and Rams has played in perfect conditions last year, who wins the game?
The Rams.
Okay. I think you're right.
I mean, the weather is a factor. No question about it. And I remember vividly playing in games where I could tell that the weather had taken its toll on the team because they didn't want to be out there, and you take advantage of that. Like your perfect example, when you said Miami, Kansas City.
Yep.
They did not. They wanted to be anywhere else but playing football.
Yeah, and you know what? That's part of, if you play in a cold weather town, you get home field and you work all year for that, you get a real advantage, not just a roof over your head. 215-592-9494. And how desperate should the Phillies be this week, Thursday, the MLB trade deadline? I want them to be desperate. Go make the move to finish this thing. Eugenio Suarez, get the big bat in here. I'd be willing to give up Alec Boehm in the deal to get him. Would you? Jordan Davis, Dallas Goedert, slated to join us after practice today. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard live from training camp on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Should they play this in the dome as a playoff game is about to go on, Hugh? When the snow's outside and everyone's in a sanitized building?
You are not about to shame me. I stand on business with my dome take.
Business.
Yeah. Y'all can call me names all you want.
We are. I mean, that's what we're all calling you. I mean, that's.
I feel the way that I feel.
Do you realize what's happened here? Right?
What's
We can't call you a football guy anymore.
I mean, that's fine.
It's over.
I mean, I would rather be comfortable.
Well, he loses the sack.
Why do you think folks my age move to Florida? I mean, seriously.
I don't know.
You trying to deal with that? Hey.
To get dried out, look like they have leather skin. I don't know.
I did it backwards, didn't I?
You left to come up here in your old age.
I did it backwards.
Yeah, you're hustling backwards, man.
I'm hustling backwards. Yeah, you better say it like that. Yeah, I did it the wrong way. I left Georgia to come up north. I like it up north, though. It's north. It's all right.
Yeah, but you'd rather be in a dome. Just be honest.
The dome was nice. Especially on inclement weather days.
There you go. Oh, you're not in Atlanta.
Yeah, it was Mercedes, it was all right.
What do they call
it? But it was like the what was it called? Mercedes-Benz.
Okay.
But it rarely was inclement weather. It was like it might rain a little bit.
Here,
it might be a little cold, but it never was
really cold.
Here
we get a lot.
Cold.
December, January, you get a lot of cold, rainy days.
It's been very generous as far as the cold days are going in Philly, though. Yeah. It's been some days have been a little brick, But it, for the most part, not that bad.
Yeah, I hate the idea. 215-592-9494. The dome talk. I'm sure a lot of people out there got the same email that I did. I don't even think you have to be a season ticket holder. I bought just, you know, games here or there, one, two a year, whatever, over the years. And I got the email. So I was part of the survey. I'm sure thousands of others were. And when I saw that part of it where you had to rank 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the different kinds of stadiums and your preference, it was clear.
So the dome was fifth for you.
The dome. Well, so one of them was the full closed roof, no questions asked dome. That was five. I put the retractable roof four. If I have to choose.
Yeah, you got to choose.
I'll take the retractable roof over fully closed roof. I don't like either. And I don't buy the idea they're going to keep it open in cold weather.
They can't. I was just told that when it gets like 40 degrees, they have to close it.
Well, they're not going to spend all this money on the roof to not use it. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on that? Jordan Davis, Dallas Goedert, and Elliot Shoreparks, who's charting all the plays, as always, from the quarterbacks, join us after practice today. We're live at the NovaCare Complex, broadcasting for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camp World, RV service parts and accessories. All right, let me quickly check in on our polls and then write to your phone calls on all this kind of stuff. We started today with the desperation poll on the Phillies. The better they play, the more desperate I am, because I want to go win the World Series, and the Phillies have some great things going for them. The top of their rotation, their top two or three or four in the order, depending on who's hitting and who's not. But this weekend you saw it with Trehat, with Schwarber doing damage Friday in Yankee Stadium, with Bryce doing some damage, and with the way JT's playing. Let's go finish this thing. This is not a year for half measures. We've done that already. We did it with Michael Lorenzen and Austin Hayes. Enough of that. Go make the finishing piece move. Now, I'm desperate, too. Should the Phillies be desperate to make a big move this week? And I would include Boehm to get Eugenio Suarez. 83% on our poll, WIP Midday Show, say yes, the Phillies should be desperate to make a significant addition at the trade deadline. And 53% believe Hugh Douglas's football guy status should be revoked for wanting the Eagles to build a dome. 53%.
Oh, that's cool. I'm okay with
more
that.
More than half.
That's okay. I'm okay with that.
All right. So, I mean, just letting you know.
I love.
That's not enough.
All the people.
No, I think it should be 95%. Who's supporting Hugh in this? It's ridiculous. It really is. All right. Let's go to Matt and Maniac. What's up, Matt?
Matt.
Gentlemen, I've been, since maybe age 15 or 16, I've been pro-dome.
So you're pro-dome, and you continue to be pro-dome. Why?
His phone. I think his phone. Yeah. Suspect.
Maybe that was for the best. I don't have to hear.
I agree.
I don't have to hear people that are pro dome. All right, Brandon and Dell. We'll get back to Matt. What's up, Brandon?
Yo, fellas.
Hey,
Brandon, what's up, buddy?
Yo, let me just tell you, I began to call pro dome. And who's screening today? Kyle, is that?
Did Kyle? Kyle badgering the witnesses.
Talked him out of it.
Well,
let
you know,
me tell you.
Sometimes Kyle, I don't like when he does that. This time he's right.
You know what? I have to agree with that, man. He beat me down. I think he took me down 10 seconds in the first round. So, no dome.
Wow.
Thank you, Brandon. Now, here's what we got to do. We got to beat this take out of Hugh Douglas because it's driving me crazy. This guy had 80 sacks in the NFL and wants a dome in Philadelphia.
Well, this is just for dome. The greater good. Like, sometimes I need to dome. Do this for the people.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I like
no.
how Kyle's waiting to call us.
Hey, Hugh, nah, you tripping, Hugh. Are you thinking with your dollar store brain today, buddy? Nah, no dome, man.
See, you know what the sad part about it? You was with me until Kyle got in you. You are a sheep, dog. You let Kyle change your mind.
All that means is he wasn't that strong on it to begin with.
Right.
He was easily swayed.
Yeah, but Kyle yells at each of us every day. We don't change our minds.
Yeah, like that. This just means that you didn't do a good enough job convincing people to your side. If I took them off it immediately.
I'm being selfish.
You are being selfish.
Listen, I'm thinking about you when I'm talking about
you. Hold on. Can we all be real for a second when you say they're going to show the special parts of Philadelphia? They're going to do the same thing they've done for my whole life. Whenever a game's in Philadelphia, they just show the guy making the cheesesteaks. That's all they show. They're not going to show anything else.
And it don't even be the good cheesesteak.
No,
spot
they just
too.
Show someone chopping on the grill.
They go to the niche.
Yeah, cheese like
steak. They go to the ones.
Oh, let's pan to Philadelphia. Here's a guy making another cheesesteak. That's all they're going to show. They're going to show all the beautiful parts of the city because the Super Bowl's here. You're nuts on this. You just want to be warm.
I guess.
Brandon, he's driving me crazy.
Yeah, get him out of there, man. Hugh, you can take the rest of the day off. Tell him I said it, buddy.
Brandon, good phone call.
Being so mean.
Well,
it's Monday.
It's an annoying take. I don't know what to tell you.
It is.
I think it's a pretty good take, to be totally honest.
I'm sure
you do. I mean, you know, about what 47% of the people believe agree with me?
No.
There's nothing funnier than how Hugh spins the results. I like that
because it's not like I'm alone in this. I only need 3%. I only need to sway 3% of the people to see it from my point of view.
I actually would say that this is the best evidence we have that we've gone totally soft. I mean, just as generations go by, the fact that there's more than like 5 or 10% of people out there that are the pro-dome. It's wild to me. I just don't get it. I'm thinking of this here for the Eagles, for us, but also I don't like where this is going for football. I just think we're going to wake up in 20 years and everyone's going to be in a dome, and every football game will look exactly the same.
You know what? You know what's funny, though? And we were talking. I was talking to G. Cobb about this a few minutes ago. Football has evolved so much that this is even the game that I remember. You know, because we were just talking about they were lined up, and Jeremiah Trotter Jr. was playing middle linebacker. And one of the first things I said, well, he don't move like his dad, because you know his dad was a bigger linebacker.
Yeah, he runs better.
And you think about how just look at the defensive linemen in my era compared to the ones now. I mean, this is not the same game. The physicality is still there, but not to the level that it once was when I played. Not diminishing or taking anything away from these guys that are out there playing, because it's still a physical game. Mm-hmm. But when you talk about bringing that physical aspect to practice on a day-to-day basis and then having to turn around and emulate that on a Sunday, that's different, man. It's different.
So you're right. The game has changed. I mean, the game is so much faster. They're smaller. But we can't affect that, right? Like, whatever we think about that, like, we can't go back, right? It's evolution of the player, of the athlete, of the teams, the game.
No, you'll never get that back.
But this we can have an impact on. Like, I don't know how much our voices are going to truly matter to the Eagles. They might do what they want to do anyway, and the city's going to be involved. But we have WIP. I mean, they asked for feedback. That's literally why they sent that email out, and they put it out, and there's no better feedback in this city than this radio station.
And this is why what Hugh's doing right now is dangerous.
It is.
Why is it what I'm
doing? We have to curtail this. It's dangerous to the city and the fan base.
Okay.
Could you imagine if Kyle and I weren't here and you just were on your pulpit?
Yeah.
Like 47% of the people agree with me, though. Well, that's all I got to say.
That's not the number, okay? That's 40, the number of people 47? Who don't want to revoke your football guy card because
they feel bad for you.
47%
you know what this is
of
like?
The people
this,
that I'm progressive.
You know what this is like? This happens in a lot of families. It happened to mine, you know, 15, 20 years ago with my grandfather.
Might lose all his faculties.
Well, you start to have that conversation. Do we got to take the keys away from Pop-Pop, okay?
And is he able to drive?
Yeah, right. So 47% of people are just saying it's not quite time to take the football card away from Hugh. But doesn't mean they don't see the writing on the wall.
No, it's that, you know who? And who was that just called and called me all kind of names, my Walmart card? It's a bunch of drunkards. That's what it is, bunch of drunkards.
It's 11:40 on a Monday.
What do you think this fan base is, Hugh?
Hey, listen, I'm feeling attacked. I'm about to defend myself.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of drunkards that don't understand that this is about revenue stream and creating a new revenue stream.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, stop.
These
the revenue
who are
thing
stuck
is total nonsense.
In like, an antiquated way of thinking, you need to think forward.
How am I benefiting from the revenue stream? How does it trickle down to any of us?
I mean, listen, we have a dome. Then who knows? Maybe we ain't got to spend all that much money on you know, electricity and all the other creature comforts that comes with
you
living in the North.
Your electricity is going to change because of an Eagles dome.
I'm just saying. All I know is
you're
this.
You're twisting yourself into a pretzel.
All I know is this. Allow me to cook. All I know is this. When in Atlanta, Arthur Blank built the dome, right?
Yeah.
You get unlimited soda at the Mercedes-Benz dome. And the food is cheaply priced.
Here we go.
So that the consumer doesn't have to spend a ton of money at the game.
May I ask
this
a question?
This is more Me Guy yes. Douglas stuff here.
So
I'm just trying to tell you.
Couldn't any team do that with a stadium with or without a roof? What is the roof?
No, it's a little bit different. It hits a little different when you have a dome.
Okay.
Then the free soda, you know, you could if you get a cup.
So the free soda hits different inside the dome versus if the roof is open. I got you.
I know you don't understand but it does hit different. Okay. It hits different.
Can I throw a few practice observations at you as the Eagles?
Yeah, be my guest.
Okay, so a few things I've seen this morning. They're about to wrap up practice here. Jordan Davis and Dallas Goedert will join us coming up shortly. So three things have stood out to me watching today's practice, all on the offensive side. Number one, A.J. Dillon is huge.
Big-ass man.
He's one of the biggest running backs I've ever... Like, seeing him in person, because I went down to the field one of the breaks.
Yeah, grown.
I mean, my goodness gracious. If that guy hopefully stays healthy, we know he's had neck injuries, but he's just gigantic. I mean, he obviously has speed, but he is just a gigantic person. So that's one. Two, Montrell Johnson, who's undrafted running back out of Florida, he's got some burst. I wonder if they try to keep four running backs. I have a feeling he's going to pop in the preseason because he can run.
Yeah, I think they probably will.
Third thing, Dorian Thompson-Robinson. I watched two practices live. He stinks.
I mean, he's
going to be cut. He's not going to be on the team.
Maybe not quite the future like Tanner McKee is.
No.
He did throw some ducks.
I mean, ducks. I watched him for a
maybe
few
he's
minutes.
Not. Maybe he's not comfortable.
No, stop. I mean,
yeah, but you know, like, I will say this to that. If you don't understand the position that you're in and take full advantage of the situation, then that's on you.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes with backup quarterbacks, you see they have a little juice. They got something to them, or they don't. And I don't see with it. Yeah. But, I mean, look, they've got a good quarterback room with McKee, and then they drafted McCord. So hopefully they won't have to worry about that fourth guy. But those are the few things I noticed just here this morning. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. All right. So Jordan Davis going to join us. Dallas Goedert is going to join us coming up on the other side. All right, let's hit this now. We'll come back. We'll have Jordan Davis. We'll have Dallas Goedert coming up. We'll get to everyone's phone calls as well today on the Phillies. Should they be desperate to make a big move between now and Thursday at 6 p.m.? I say yes. Let's go do it. Let's finish this thing. And the Dome. The Eagles sent out the survey to fans, and really it was the way I viewed it was very simple. Should we build a dome? And I don't want it. I don't want a dome, even if it's a retractable roof. I just think it will sanitize football forever in Philadelphia. Hugh Douglas, citing some data I don't know if is accurate, and his own, I mean, whatever you want to call it. I mean, he just doesn't want to be cold anymore. He wants a dome here in Philadelphia.
It'd be nice. It'd be nice.
It would not be nice. We'll hit it all. 215-592-9494. That's next on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.